Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. I hope you all have had the chance to check out my last episode, The Less Fortunate. If you haven't, please go and listen to it along with the other episodes that I have done. If I have any new listeners, thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you enjoy it, and I look forward to bringing you all more good content. So let's go ahead and get into tonight's episode. I want to discuss a topic that I have come across many times. I have talked to different people about it, and I recently came across a post. And it basically stated that you can still be a kind person and say no. Let me repeat that. You can still be a kind person and say no. And I think there are a lot of people out there who struggle with that because they allow other people to make them feel guilty. When they say no, they don't want to do something or they can't do something. You can do things for someone many times. And the one or few times that you said no, they will focus on those times that you didn't do something for them and completely dismiss all the other times that you have. And those are the exact types of people that you shouldn't be doing anything for because they don't appreciate you and they are ungrateful. Anyone who cares about you, cares about your well-being, will completely understand that, especially when it's able-bodied adults, people who are fully capable of doing things for themselves. You are not obligated to do anything for anyone. So remember that. Set those boundaries. Anyone who is creating chaos and drama, just because you tell them no, you can't do something, or just flat out no, full stop, no explanation needed, and they create a problem because of that, then you need to make a decision in your life to stop allowing yourself to be used by those people, because those are people who do not care about you. Everything is about self. Everything is about what they want when they want it done. And if you don't do it, then all of a sudden you're a bad person. So you can be kind, say no, and you can still be a good person. So don't allow people to manipulate you into thinking otherwise, because there are a lot of people out there who do that in order to get what they want from you. So I wanted to go ahead and share that message. And another thing, when you deal with people who are taking advantage of you, it could cause you to feel hurt, angry, disappointed. Make sure that you are addressing those people who are creating those feelings inside of you, instead of taking those feelings and dumping them on other people in your life, especially people who have been nothing but kind and good to you, because they don't deserve that. And there's this sick, negative, unhealthy cycle that happens because a lot of people are not healing. They're not dealing with their issues, and they're not dealing with their issues where the issues need to be dealt with those certain people directly. So let's stop doing that. Don't be unkind to kind people. Make that decision to stop dealing with certain people who are unkind to you, and you continue to be the kind person that you are. You just don't do it with the people who are not appreciating you. But we have to stop this foolishness. We have adults out here acting extremely childish and just creating unnecessary problems where they don't need to be. Deal with the issues where they need to be dealt with and treat people as you want to be treated. If you didn't like being taken advantage of and being hurt and all of those things, don't carry those things to anyone else, especially when they don't deserve it. So I just wanted to quickly touch on that topic. I feel like a lot of people out there can relate. I hope that you enjoyed this. As always, I enjoy being able to speak my mind and share my experiences with everyone out there. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing everyone peace and blessings.